Hola, delinquents, and welcome back to the Gray Area Podcast for another episode of Stopping By to Say Hi for April 8th, 2020. How's everyone's quarantine and isolation and social distancing going? Life is a fucking joke. Normally, I would have came here and I would have done my normal fucking, you know, podcast, and I would have been here for an hour, and I would have had my five topics, but I can't even cover my five topics because everything is corona-based. Everything. Everything under the sun is corona-based. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, ABC, CBS, fucking National Geographic. Everybody is talking about the coronavirus and how fucking bad it is. You know what? I'm going to make light of the situation, and I'm just going to make fun of it. This whole fucking stopping by to say hi for about a half an hour. I don't understand people. Do you motherfuckers not understand what fucking sit and stay means? Puppies. No, what the fuck sit and stay means. You're a grown-ass adult, and you're like, oh, it's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to get my Chevelle or my Mustang from 1970 what the fuck that shows that I have a small penis, and I'm just going to drive around and let people know that I have a small penis even though I'm supposed to stay. You're literally fucking taking your car out of the garage or out of storage because you only drive it on sunny days because you're a fucking cuck, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna take it out, I'm gonna let people know that I have a Chevelle, and no one gives a fuck because everyone is dying and getting sick and coronavirus, and people are wearing fucking quite possibly the dumbest shit I have ever seen, and they're cutting it up at home and make your own masks, and people are putting 5-gallon buckets on their head, and they're walking around with plastic bags on their head. You guys are stupid. This is exactly the people that need to die off first. The same goes for, like, the hoarding, the toilet paper, and you're not going to stay at home. You're going to wax up your Chevelle from 1972, and you're going to drive it out, and everyone's going to listen to your engine and realize how much of a fucking loser you are because you don't have a fucking girlfriend because you care more about your car, and it's the only thing you have as you live in your fucking mom's basement with your small dick ass fucking masturbating with a pair of tweezers. I hate motherfucker. Look at my car. Look at my car. If you have a family and you've done something with your fucking life and you got a car and it's your little pet project, good for you. But if everyone's supposed to sit and isolate and not fucking do anything, but you're like, oh my god, the sun's out, I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna take my car out, I'm just gonna drive it around, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, you are what is wrong with society. And to the dumb motherfucker that thinks he has the balls to flick me off, congratulations. Okay, I was in the fucking zoom lane, all right? I was going 10 miles over the fucking speed limit. That wasn't good enough for you? You have to pass me on the fucking right? I didn't want to be behind semi trucks, okay? I was going to pass him. I wasn't going to speed pass him at 110 fucking miles an hour. I was going to speed pass him at 75 miles an hour. Because that's my work truck, and it only allows me to go 75 miles an hour without it fucking beeping at me, because nobody trusts anybody anymore. So you got to pass me on the right, and you got to flick me off. And I was like, fuck you, dude. So I flicked him off over the steering wheel, both fingers. Both fingers in my work truck. Why? Because I don't give a fuck. It's not like he's got to pull over on the shoulder and be like, did you just flick me off? No, he's not. Because people are like keyboard fucking warriors on the goddamn fucking highway. They're like, oh, look at how tough I am. I'm going to flip this guy off as I pass him in the right lane, even though he's going 10 miles over the speed limit, because I need to get back to my fucking cuckold fucking wife because I have to watch her have sex with a real man. Fuck you people. I can't stand these small dick, look at my car, I'm going to flick you off as I'm driving, I'm going to pass you in the right lane, you're not going fast enough. If I was going 10 miles under the speed limit and I was in the zoom lane, I would understand you fucking passing me on the right. I hate those fucking people. But I was going 10 miles over the speed limit and you fucking passed me and you felt the need to flick me off. You're a fucking piece of shit. I hope you fucking drive off a bridge on purpose, because life is not worth your while. Not by accident, where it's like, oh my god, I have so much to live for, but on purpose, because you are going to realize that people like you do not matter in fucking society. I am so fucking livid with dumb motherfuckers like this. The car people, the people that want to fucking flick me off when I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit anyway, the people that make fucking plastic bags as helmets and they walk around fucking stores like, look at me, I'm being safe, this is my PPE, I made it at home, you too could do this at home if you wanted to, I could teach you. And then they fucking do fucking dumbass videos, this is how you pretty much kill yourself in a grocery store because you don't have breathing Abilities when you put a fucking plastic bag over your head. Why is everything... I'm dizzy. Why am I laying on the floor? Because you put a plastic bag over your head and you went into a fucking Walmart and you decided to go shopping. You dumb fucks. I can't... Wow. It's nothing screams the world needs fucking help than a fucking pandemic. Like this. The ignorant and the dumb motherfuckers just come out of the woodwork and show their true colors on how fucking stupid as fuck they are. Have you seen some of the outfits these people wear? They're dressing up in hefty Ziploc bags and they're hoarding all these fucking surgical masks like they fucking need them. Listen, okay, it's not in the droplets of air. Am I a fucking doctor? No. But from what I've researched, and I have researched because all I do is watch the fucking news because nobody is fucking covering anything else but this. It's in the dust. It sits on surfaces. It's dry. It could be... fucking dry particles. It's not so much the fucking droplets in the air. It's more you protecting people from what you got than you protecting yourself from what they got, you dumb bastards. So if you have nothing to, you know, protect yourself from, if you don't have it, if you have fucking the coronavirus and you're out shopping, you're a fucking asshole. And if you don't know that you have coronavirus and you're going out there, good for you. Good for you. You're wearing a mask. You're like, I might have it. I might not. But if you're not paying attention, you're probably going out there thinking, I'm going to wear this to protect myself from what you guys have. You're not paying attention to what the fuck is going on. Okay. That's all. Oh, this just in. Oh my God. We have a newsflash, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie Sanders, as of today, April 8th, 2020, is dropping out of the presidential race to be the President of the United States. We are going to break from this podcast and go live to Bernie Sanders as he talks about why he is dropping out.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America, I tried to take all of your money and give it to the people that didn't want to work at all. If you were a worker, I saluted you as I took your cash and everything that you worked for and raised on your own in the world of capitalism. And I wanted to take it from you so we could all share pudding and tapioca and jello. I am too old for this shit. Socialism died out 150 fucking years ago. And I tried to bring it back. But I couldn't. So now you're stuck with Joe slow ass motherfucking Biden. The idiot. The man with dementia. The man who doesn't know what he wants to do. What he's running for. I was going to bring back socialism. Everybody was going to get a fair piece of the pie. I don't care that you made your own pie and you built up your pie from scratch. And the only thing you have to show for your pie is yourself and your hard work. I was going to take your pie. I was going to eat your pie. And I was going to give your pie to other people. I apologize, but I have to go. I will ride off into the sunset on somebody else's horse. And I will steal somebody else's stuff. And I will stay on welfare, on Social Security, as we fight this epidemic. I will still take all taxpayer tax money for myself, because I have never really had a job. The fact that I am even a senator of any state anywhere blows my fucking mind. The only thing I do is eat pudding, enjoy Jell-O, talk about Marx and Lenin and communist socialism. But here we are. Now enjoy this music as I walk off into the sunset. Maybe karma will come. Maybe we will know. Maybe I will have coronavirus one day for even attempting to raise socialism, communism in the land of the free, the home of the brave. You have to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And I wanted to take that away from you. And karma has come and completely bitten me on the ass. So as I ride off into the Moscow sunset, and tried to get my ass back to the USSR. I bid you adieu, and may God have mercy on your souls. Because
America is better than you, Bernie Sanders, you dumb motherfucker. Everyone's like, oh, we needed to be better. We could have had him. He was the voice of the people. No, he was the voice of the young and ignorant. Let's be clear.
All you dumb young motherfuckers that still live in your mom's basement, that don't have a job, that has fucking multiple kids, that don't know what the fuck you're doing, living on Social Security for the past fucking 10 years because you don't want to get a real job, calling yourself a fucking artist. I'm just a starving artist. I haven't been notified. I haven't been seen yet. I haven't been discovered yet. You're trying to get rich fucking quick. And until you get rich quick, you're living off taxpayer money and fucking socialism. And Bernie Sanders was your fucking guy. And now you're sitting there like, everyone's going to get $1,200 in the mail. If you don't like socialism, then you shouldn't accept it. No, motherfucker. This is a pandemic. This is different. This is a fucking relief effort. All right? Because the government shut down fucking everything. This has nothing to do with socialism. If you enjoy socialism, then, you know, you're allowed to have this money from the government. But if you don't, you're not supposed to take it. No. How about if Trump isn't your president, you shouldn't be getting this money? And it's not even fucking good anyway. It's all about small businesses and corporations and everything that got shut down because of the government. Meanwhile, the essential fucking worker is getting their fucking ass blasted and, you know, they're getting fucking shit for it. We're getting, what, $1,200? What the fuck is $1,200 going to do for fucking anybody one time? Everyone's like, oh, look at Canada. Canada's has a relief bill and everyone's getting $2,000 a month until this thing blows over. Yeah, their relief bill was $83 billion, based off of a nation of 30 million. Ours is in the trillions, based off of a population of 130 million. We have 100 more fucking million more people than fucking Canada, okay? Fuck Canada. Fuck Canada. Fuck Mexico. Fuck the EU. Fuck everybody that wants to be anybody else. Everybody hey, listen. I don't give a fuck about any other country right now except our military that are overseas, and the United States of a fucking America. All these other fucking countries could go suck a dick and die in a ditch, as far as I'm concerned. I only give a fuck about us. We are not the world's fucking police. We are not the world's fucking hospital. The fucking World Health Organization could go fucking fuck themselves. Who do you think funds all these fucking trade deals and the EU and the World Health Organization and the United Nations? Fucking America. All these fucking PACs. We throw our money into fucking everything. Fucking everything. You know what? I say fuck those people. We're going to put our money into us, and you guys are going to be knocking on our fucking door because you fucking need us. End of fucking story. Everybody needs the fucking United States of America. We don't need you. We're doing you a favor. We're helping you out. You're our allies. But if you don't fucking pull your weight, if you don't do what you're supposed to do and fucking pay your penance and do what the fuck you're supposed to do for whatever pact, whatever treaty, whatever organization, we're done funding the whole fucking world, okay? That's why we're in fucking debt, because we fucking take care of everybody. We're the world's fucking police. So if this is true, what I read yesterday, and we're going to stop funding the World Health Organization, good. We could do this shit on our own. This pandemic is random. It's was, you know, it can't be touted off as, oh, look at Trump. He did it all fucking wrong. And every fucking Cuomo was like, oh, we're unprepared. And de Blasio's, oh, we're unprepared. And then we send them all their fucking shit. We're like, oh, we have too much. We're going to give some of it back because there's way too much ventilators. We don't need this shit. You can't prep for this shit on the scale that you have when it comes to the United States of a fucking America. Do not compare apples to oranges. Do not compare us to France or Italy or fucking Korea. But, oh, China's doing so much better. Are they, though? China's fucking lying their ass off. So is Iran. I don't believe anything that comes out of these fucking two countries' mouths, okay? They kicked us out of the fucking country. They're like, reporters from America, you need to go. And then all of a sudden, magically, everything's like, oh my God, everything's so much better. There's not even a second wave of this virus. I'm not even worried about it. Open your fucking eyes. Listen, delinquents, because I love you and you love me. We need to worry about ourselves on all fucking fronts. Ourselves personally, our families, our jobs, our counties, our states, our government. We don't need to be handing out fucking relief to anyone fucking else outside of the United States of America right now. Let those countries deal with their shit, and we will deal with ours. Okay?
That's all I'm fucking saying. That is it. It doesn't matter what fucking tie your president is wearing, whether it's blue, whether it's red, whether it's fucking purple, whether it's a he, whether it's a fucking she. Eventually that'll happen. Every fucking administrative policy that anybody fucking ever makes, some dumb motherfucker's gonna be like, no, that's not right. We need to help more people. No, we need to be more selfish. No, we need to take care of the children. No, we need to take care of veterans. No, we gotta take in refugees. There's always going to be two sides to every fucking coin. All the time. And there's not one coin. There's 8,000 fucking coins, okay? There's so many coins. There's pennies, there's nickels, there's dimes, there's quarters, there's half dollars, there's dollars. So many coins from multiple years, all carrying their own fucking weight. And there's two sides to every fucking coin because no one's going to find a fucking middle. Everyone's going to do something wrong depending on who the fuck you're talking to. Okay? Now, what side do you think I would be on? Do you think I'd be on the, you know, Second Amendment, patriotic, let's take care of ourselves before we take care of other people, I don't want to kill babies? Or do you think I'm going to be on the, everyone has the right to do what they want with their bodies and we shouldn't be eating meat and everybody needs to share everything unless it's my money because I want my own and I don't want to share with anybody because I'm a celebrity and everybody needs to be vegan and, you know, make vegetables in their own gardens and which fucking side do you think I am on? Just guess. And I'm willing to wager that 90 fucking percent of all the veterans of the United States of America throughout fucking time like to look at the people from New York and California and the fucking naysayers of this administration and just be like, you know what? You guys are fucking stupid. That's where this whole silent majority came from. That's why fucking everyone was fed up with all this fucking hippie bullshit garbage. And that's why in 2016 we fucking, you know, stood up. I'm just fucking done. I'm done fucking venting. I know I went off on a fucking tangent. Let's get into the whole Corona thing. I might run a little bit over a half an hour, but I haven't done a podcast in fucking 7 days. I'm going to do something live maybe later this week. I don't know. But Bernie Sanders is out. That's what I was trying to get to. Bernie Sanders is gone, which leaves you with Creepy Joe, Sleepy Creepy Joe Biden. And he doesn't know where the fuck he is. All he knows is that he likes the smell of small children that like to rub his leg in the pool when the sun's out because he's a fucking weirdo. He's an unfiltered freak. You know what happens when predators get old? They get dementia and forget how to filter themselves. That's exactly what I think of when I see Joe Biden. I think this motherfucker is a predator. Just recently, what, 2 weeks ago, some sexual assault thing came out of the fucking woodwork where he threw some woman up against the wall and went down on her with his hands and her story's out in the open. And when this whole thing was popping off last year with the Justice, not Scalia, what's the fucking, the new guy. Kavanaugh, whatever. And Joe Biden came out publicly. He's like, you know what? We need to believe the women. We need to believe what they say. We got to give them a benefit of the doubt. And we have to believe everything they say, whatever evidence tells us, whatever they say should be true. And that was against Kavanaugh a year ago, a little over a year ago. And now it's happening to him. So shouldn't we take, you know, your standard and put it against yourself there, Joe Biden? Shouldn't we? Should we take the benefit of the doubt on what she says about you? Or is it different because you're a fucking Democrat and Kavanaugh's a Republican, conservative, judge? Yeah, go fuck yourself. What goes around fucking comes around. Everybody could fucking guarantee that Creepy Sleepy Joe has fucking problems. All right? And like I said before, when you have a predator and they get older and have Alzheimer's or dementia, they do not filter themselves. And that is exactly what's happening because he doesn't know if he's running for Senate, the President of the United States. He doesn't know where his wife is, where his sister is, how to tell the fucking difference. That was obviously a fluke. He just fucking stares at cameras. He doesn't understand how cameras work. He just blacks out and just stares off into space. He likes to call fucking essential workers full of shit. He likes to swear at people in Iowa and call them fat and challenged him to fucking push-up contests. This is your fucking nominee? Trump is going to eat his fucking lunch. Yeah, if he remembers where he fucking put it. Fucking Joe Biden. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into the coronavirus action, because I have a lot of notes and a lot of submitted things where people were like, hey, Sarge, can you talk about this? Can you talk about this? And I just went off on a fucking 20-minute tangent about fucking, you know, Bernie Sanders is dropping out and fucking Joe Biden. But here I go. Here I go. Here's my notes. All right. It started with a bat, okay? Then it graduated to toilet paper hoarding, and now we are all literally going insane in this fucking quarantine. We literally have gone bat shit crazy. Right? See what I did there? Oh my god. Why do you people send me this funny shit? All right. Do I believe that people are sick? Yes. Do I believe that people are dying? Yes. Do I believe some hospitals are overrun? Some? Yes. Do I believe nurses and healthcare workers are terrified? Yes. Do I also believe we are being lied to about a fucking lot? Yes. Do I believe China is lying about their fucking numbers? Yes. Do I believe COVID-19, coronavirus, the Chinese virus, whatever the fuck, is being politicized? 100%. Yes. Do I believe this is being used to strip Americans of our rights? A little bit at a time. Yes, because as we're focusing on all this corona shit, God knows what Congress is fucking pushing behind our backs. And that's bipartisan. Both of them. Republicans and Democrats. Because it's not they give zero fucks. Because believe it or not, I think some of these motherfuckers are on the same team, no matter what fucking color tie they are wearing. And they're like, everyone's focusing on this. Let's push this. Let's push this. We're going to be fucking shit out of luck when we come out of this thing and all of a sudden this law's changed. This law's changed. We're no longer allowed to do this. Freedom of speech fucking disappears. The Second Amendment, you're not only allowed to own like airsoft guns or some shit. We'll see. We'll see how it comes off. Am I fucking going over the top, going off on a tangent within my own mind and thinking, you know, the conspiracy theory? Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, where was I? Do I believe there's a bigger picture than what politicians and the media are telling us? Yes. Do I believe this is more about power and control than anything else? Yes. Do I also believe we as Americans just set the most dangerous precedent? Not president, but president, P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T, for our liberty and our freedom ever in the history of the world. Let me repeat that. Do I believe we as Americans just set the most dangerous precedent for our liberty and our freedom ever in the history of the world? Yes, and I am 1 million times more terrified of that than any fucking virus. I don't think this virus is as bad as people are saying it is. Why would you say that, Sarge? It's all over the news. Yeah, it is all over the news. There's other shit fucking happening. People die all the fucking time. Some guy fell into a fucking meat grinder, and his death was ruled coronavirus. Some guy jumped to his death off a fucking cliff because he wanted to commit suicide. It was the coronavirus. A man in Chicago was shot in the head yesterday. He died of coronavirus. Every fucking death is being put into this fucking category. We always, you know, that stipulation that we have in our minds where we're like, oh, dead people can't vote. Why do dead people vote all the time? That's this. People are dying all over the place and they're being fucking subjugated and formatted and placed into the coronavirus platform of that's how they died. Apparently, everyone's complaining that there's not enough fucking tests, but a fucking tiger in Brooklyn got the fucking test out of nowhere, and this fucking tiger's got coronavirus. Oh my gosh, it's interspecies related. Oh my god, Tiger King. What? See what I'm talking about? We're focusing. Don't you find it odd that Tiger King, this is crazy off the walls conspiracy shit, theory shit. Don't you think that it's weird that Tiger King is the number one fucking show trending in the United States of America and all of a sudden a tiger in fucking Brooklyn gets the fucking virus and all of a sudden because of Tiger King trending number one, that tiger having coronavirus in Brooklyn carries way more fucking weight so everyone's going to be looking over here instead of looking over here? But what the fuck is happening over there? I don't fucking know. Listen, I don't know. there's people going fucking insane, like, you're not supposed to be outside. You're supposed to be social distancing. You're not social distancing. You're fucking yelling at grown-ass adults in a fucking parking lot. And you're yelling at fucking children. Who's to say that these fucking teenagers aren't doing chores or getting groceries for elderly people? You don't get to fucking prejudge people. Only God will judge me at the end of my days. If you come to me in front of my family or in front of me as myself and you fucking judge me for whatever the fuck I'm doing, and trust me, if I'm doing anything, there's a reason behind it, and you fucking judge me, I'm gonna introduce your stomach to your fucking teeth. I don't give a fuck if you're an old man, an old lady, or whatever. Oh my God, you just said you'd hit a lady. Yeah, it's called fucking equal opportunity, bitch. You want fucking equal rights? So you're gonna come at me like a fucking man and think I'm not gonna fucking ball up on you? I'm going to punch you in the goddamn mouth, okay? I don't give a shit, okay? No one is going to... I don't know. People are judging other people and automatically jumping to conclusions about why the fuck they're there. What are they doing there? Are they social distancing? People are calling noise complaints. These people are having a party in their backyard. Well, it's the family. So the family is not, you know, really a party. It's like a group of like eight people that live together anyway. It's like people are just fucking, you know, poking the bear, and eventually the social shit is just gonna like up and boileth over. If you listen to my podcast and you're thinking, oh my God, Sarge is breaking, and you think it would be wise, people are breaking into fucking houses because of this whole fucking COVID-19 bullshit. Everyone's like, oh, we're going to break into this guy's house. We're going to steal every shit. If you do that here and you get past my three fucking dogs, I'm going to shoot you with a 12 gauge in your face with a slug, not fucking birdshot. Okay? You will have no open casket. I guarantee fucking to you. I will be deaf for a couple days because I'm going to shoot a 12 gauge in close quarters. But I'm going to turn your head, Tombstone, into a canoe. Your boys might get me in a rush, but not before I turn your head into a canoe. Do you understand me? Anyone? Kurt Russell, Tombstone? Love it. Fucking love it. If you're one of those people that snitch on a person for violating quarantine, not even knowing their trials and tribulations or rules behind their fucking actions, you automatically assume that they're violating quarantine. And if you snitch on them, you are the same kind of motherfucker that would have snitched on Anne Frank and Harriet Tubman. Oh, Sarge, that's a little bit over the top. No, it's not. It's not. Because you think you're doing the right thing by snitching on these people in quarantine or whatever, or that you think are violating the rules and regulations of society. You would have snitched on Anne Frank and fucking Harriet Tubman. I swear you would have. And you're fucking pathetic for it. You know what I mean? I'm very fucking unfiltered. We know this. Sarge, you just go off and you get very angry. And I know I get fucking angry. I understand this. And, you know, you could talk shit about me all you want. Like, don't... I'm sure... Like, I have friends that have unfriended me on fucking Facebook. Why? Because they don't have the balls to actually have a fucking conversation with me. They must have listened to my podcast and had different views, and they were like, you know what? I'm just going to unfriend, click, instead of having a fucking conversation with me. Fucking idiots, man. Ridiculous. I'm not allowed to have a difference of opinion. Just because I have a difference of opinion doesn't mean we can't be fucking friends still. You idiots. You fucking pussies. Oh, I'm going to unfriend him. I'm going to unfriend him. You're so weak. That's the weakest fucking thing to do. You're like, I'm just going to... You think it's the easy way out just to unfriend somebody? Just to turn the other cheek? You're not turning the other cheek. There's no fucking problem. I understand if there's like an altercation or if there's a face-to-face or if there's like some sort of turbulence there, but there's no fucking turbulence. You just automatically assumed that it would have been a fight and you just fucking unfriended me anyway. This fucking happens in life. Whether it's online, within your family, within your friends, people just choose to fucking ignore you instead of try to talk it out because apparently I'm not worth it. Friendship isn't worth it anymore. People are just so pussified that they're just going to turn the other cheek and just be like, you know what? I don't need them. Those people are fucking pussies and they shouldn't have families. They shouldn't have daughters. They shouldn't have kids because you're going to raise your kids that way. And you're going to be like, just turn around, just turn the other cheek and you don't have to worry about it ever again. Yeah, it shows fucking weakness. You know, stand up for what you believe in. You know, if you have a friend and he has a difference of opinion and you have a difference of opinion and you think there's going to be turbulence, you could do one of two things. You could unfriend him forever and walk away because you're a coward. Or you could talk to this person and find a fucking middle and be like, you know what? We're going to agree to disagree, but I love you anyway. That's power. That's good shit. That's finding a middle. That's not quitting. Don't tell me what they say about me, okay? Tell me why they were so comfortable to say it around you. And I guarantee the people that do this, that just turn the other cheek and walk away and avoid interactions, I'd be like, yeah, I unfriended him. Yeah, I'm not friends with him. Yeah, he said something and I just decided to ignore him for the rest of my life. You're a fucking coward. And if you're saying that to our same group of friends and my group of friends don't fucking, or our group of friends don't, you know, back me up because you're a fucking pussy, then I don't need them either. All right? If somebody is so comfortable to talk shit about me to you and you're my boy, what the fuck did you do to make them so fucking comfortable to talk shit about me? You know what I mean? And then there, you know, there's always those people that come in and be like, oh, this so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this. Okay, why did they say that to you? Why were they so fucking comfortable to say it to you? Because you're probably playing both sides of the fucking field. You know what I mean? God, it's so fucking aggravating. Let's get back to the coronavirus thing, okay? We are called essential. Like, I am an essential worker, blah, blah, blah. Because calling it sacrificial would just be too honest. Because think about it. That's what the fuck we are. We're out there. Oh, there's always going to be more doctors. There's always going to be more nurses. There's always going to be firefighters. There's always going to be cops. There's always going to be people running electricity and water and utilities and working in terminals and refineries. There's always going to be those blue-collar workers. We are essential, but we're also sacrificed. That's exactly what the fuck is going on right now as we speak. I'm not talking about the dumb motherfuckers that don't want to obey the fucking stay-at-home orders and the quarantine and the going out because, oh, it's such a nice day out. Those people are fucking stupid. But those essential workers, we're being literally fucking sacrificed right now. Be like, well, you know, the economy needs us. There are kids complaining that they are bored. Right now, as we speak. Oh, we're bored. Bitch, fucking please. You're fucking lucky this didn't happen in the fucking 80s. Because if it happened in the 80s, you'd only have like fucking 12 channels. There'd be zero internet. There's no Netflix. There's no Xbox. You'd be fucking doing puzzles and playing Go Fish. And on the other upside of things, I'm actually playing, you know, card games and putting puzzles together. I fucking love that old school shit. People can only be on the internet for so long, but the internet is flooded with shit about Corona this and Corona that. And social media is like, this is me and Corona and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. It's all fucking Corona. So you want to take your mind off it and do a fucking reset and go do a puzzle. Because that fucking Disney puzzle has fuck all to do with this coronavirus shit. Okay? I think people are like, oh, Corona beer is doing so well. After this is all over, people are going to be dodging the whole name Corona for the rest of their fucking lives because this is fucking bullshit. Now that we know, back to the essential workers, by the way, now that we know who the essential workers are, please explain to me, and this is key, please explain to me why professional athletes make so much more money if they are basically useless as fuck when all this shit matters. And I mean fucking useless. What are they doing? Oh, they're doing fucking social media. Oh, stay strong. We're in this together. We could beat this. We. As you sit there in your fucking mansion making millions and fucking doing nothing for society. Zero. Thinking they're relevant because they go on social media and they do some random post about we could do this. We're in it together. Why? You think millions of people follow you because of your personality or your education level? No, they follow you because they like your songs or you're an athlete that's on their favorite team or so-and-so such and such. We give zero fucks how you perceive society because you're not part of it. You're not part of the actual society of things. You're the escape from society. We watch you to escape the fucking woes of how much everything is garbage. And because we cannot escape through watching sports or listening to concerts or going to concerts, you mean fuck all to us. So your little social media posts mean dick to us. It might help with the younger generations that perceive you as like false gods and shit. Like they idolize you. So having Kylie Jenner go on social media and be like, we got to do this. You got to bring it. It might bring attention to the younger generation, but the younger generation's too ignorant to give a fuck. They're not going to watch the news. This younger generation somewhere got fucked up because nobody wants anything to kill their vibe, man. Today they are the hippies of the fucking 60s. Oh, man, you're just killing my vibe, man. Why you got to be such a buzzkill? No one wants to watch the news and find out that this pandemic is happening. That's why they're going to the fucking beaches and they're going to hang out and they're having parties and they're still doing drugs and they're doing spring break because they want to live in the moment. They give zero fucks about society or anybody else. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. Our fucking younger generations, they're the future and they are going to fucking dig us into a goddamn grave because they don't want to sit and fucking stay. You know, the real emergency is going to be in fucking 20 years when all these kids are adults running the world with a homeschool education brought to them by day drinking. Because the parents that have to watch these dumb motherfuckers that should be in school and getting e-learning and blah, blah, blah. We can't fucking do this shit. We don't want to do this. Okay, we pay for our kids to go to school so we don't have to deal with them. We don't mind the fucking summers so much. We like and we tolerate the summers because we know we're sending these kids back on a fucking bus come August or September. We don't want to do this fucking job, so we're quarantined with our whole family and we have to do teachers' jobs. Meanwhile, we're paying the teachers to do what? To do fuck all. That's why my whole fucking premise of this whole thing that's going on right now is fuck school. Fucking forget it. Oh, the parents are going to have to step up. The parents, what if they're essential workers? What if we have to fucking work? We have to go out in fucking public. We got to provide still. We still have fucking jobs. And now we're going to have to do the fucking teacher's job. Here's the curriculum and this is what they should do with mother. Fuck you. Fuck you. Let's just fucking call it what it is. Fucking stop all this shit and catch up. By the time fucking school picks back up. Is it going to pick back up this year? No, it's not. Should they do summer school? No, it shouldn't. Okay? Let's wait till fucking next year when all this shit fucking dies down. Everybody goes back to school in August or September or whenever the fuck. Okay? And then, poof. Just a fucking refresher of what they should have learned at this time, you know, but for last year. Right? Just a refresher for what they should be learning now for the first fucking quarter. Or the first half of the semester, just what we should just fucking fast track it. And if they don't get it, they don't get it. Don't fucking penalize the motherfuckers for it. Don't expect the fucking parents to be like, this is how you do algorithms and fractions and algebra. My kid asked me how to do fucking functions on a graphing calculator. Bitch, I haven't fucking touched a graphing calculator since 1999. Okay? Wait, maybe 2000, 2001. Whatever. Because I had to do it for sociology and equations and formulas and shit like that. But, yeah, this isn't our fucking job. Are we getting paid by the fucking school system of whatever state we reside in to fucking teach our children? No. So stay fucking quarantined, play video games, teach them fucking how to sew or clean or garden or iron or fucking things that contribute to fucking humanity. If I had a fucking kiln, I would teach them fucking pottery. Okay? If I had a fucking forge, I would be blacksmithing the fuck out of shit right now. Because we're going back in time. No one gives a shit about common denominators. Fuck you. Okay? I don't give a shit about all this schooling crap and this is how it is. Why are they learning about ancient Egypt and ancient Greece? Who gives a fuck about those civilizations? Can we learn about now? Home ec is ridiculously under... I'm going off on a crazy-ass fucking tangent. Home ec, my stopping by to say hi is officially a full-blown fucking... full-long podcast. It just doesn't have the five fucking topics. You know what I'm saying? You guys understand what I'm saying, though? I don't understand why they need to learn about shit that does not... that's not fucking relevant. Home ec is so over... looked. It's ridiculous. It's underrating. Cooking, cleaning, gardening, woodworking, sewing. This shit is fucking key and clutch for the future of humanity to thrive. Who gives... Socrates and Aristotle and ancient Rome and the god of war for Ares and Zeus and Athena and Anubis and Ra and fucking... what other Hera and all the fucking ancient gods that no one gives a shit about? Why is that relevant to today and learning? That's my fucking question. Why can't they learn about fucking balancing a checkbook in high school? You know? Everything's done for you. We're just getting lazier and fucking lazier. I mean, I don't know. We slept in one world and woke up in another. Like, it's completely... This corona thing has put us back in time. Suddenly, Disney has no more fucking magic. Paris is no longer romantic. And in New York, everyone sleeps and the Chinese wall is not a fucking fortress anymore. Suddenly, hugs and kisses become weapons. And not visiting parents and grandparents becomes an actual act of loving them. Suddenly, we realize that power is not that valuable and money is not that powerful. So why is everyone focusing on the goddamn economy right now? Why is that fucking relevant? Not to mention everyone's getting fat as shit. Everyone's eating their quarantine snacks. Everyone's just fucking... all that fucking shit that's been in your fucking cabinets for 3 years. You're like, eh. It's not, you know, whatever. It's canned. I could eat this. How to stop eating during the quarantine. Put on your swimsuit instead of your fucking pajamas. Okay? There you go. You're welcome. That's how you stop eating during the fucking quarantine. Because eventually this thing's going to die down. It's still going to be fucking hot outside. We think. I heard that children born 9 months from now will be known as children of the corn. I can't stop. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Q-U-A-R-N. Corn. Like quarantine? Oh, you gotta laugh instead of cry, people. You gotta laugh instead of cry. Like, here you go. Someday, once humans are extinct from COVID-19, I hope whatever species rules the Earth makes chicken nuggets in the shape of us like we did for dinosaurs. Oh, this one's an essential worker. Oh, God. We're not gonna die from this. I don't know how it's gonna work, exactly. I don't know if there's gonna be a vaccine. I don't take a vaccine for fucking flu. All right. And apparently we're out fucking this thing. And when I say out fucking this thing, I mean, there are more people being born than people dying. And people are still dying from the random shit that they fucking die from anyway in bigger numbers than this COVID-19 shit. But everyone's freaking out over coronavirus. Look over here. Pay no attention to diabetes and obesity and heart disease and fucking shit over here. The normal fucking flu. We'll be fine. I don't even take a fucking vaccine for the normal flu. So if this fucking thing has a vaccine, I don't think I'm going to take that vaccine either. I just think everyone's indoctrinated with some stupid shit. I was in the military once upon a time, and they gave me so many fucking shots of random bullshit, I'm pretty sure I'm immune to fucking everything. Bullets just bounce off my body. Not really, I'm not going to test that out. You know? We're going to be fine. Maybe it's going to be like a herd immunity thing. There are different civilizations, you know, South Korea, everyone's getting let loose and there's like a herd immunity and everyone's, you have immunity to it, they don't, you're hanging out in this civilization, this society, your herd immunity becomes their herd immunity. I don't know. I don't know how fucking science works. I'm not a scientist when it comes to, or a virologist, whatever the fuck. Those of you quarantined without kids, I got a question for you. How is it? Like, is it relaxing? Are you just taking naps? Can you just like do whatever the fuck you want like all day? I need you to talk dirty to me. Tell me about the good times. You know? Because these fucking kids, oh my God. They're so fucking, I love them to death. Okay, I would never change anything in the world. Blah, blah, blah. They're the best thing that ever happened to me. But really though, it's just like, shut the fuck up. I told my fucking 19-year-old to be like, shut the fuck up. Stop fucking talking. Even the bird's like, this is fucking aggravating. The bird just wants out, okay? I don't know. Maybe my bird's going to breathe in some droplets that are in the air, and then the bird flu is going to mix with the fucking coronavirus, and then there's going to be some super mutated thing, and then this is ground zero, and everything's going to fucking pop off, and blah, blah, blah. And then, no, don't worry about coronavirus anymore. Worry about the corona bird flu over here that's happening in fucking Chicago, Illinois. Whatever. I don't know. Oh, God. If you get an email, because everybody's working from home now, if you're not essential, or maybe you're essential but not essential enough to go out into the world. You could work from home. So if you're getting, if you get an email with the subject knock, knock, do not open it. Why wouldn't you open it, you ask? I will tell you. Because it's a Jehovah's Witness working from home. Let me tell you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I message you? No. No, you cannot. Okay? Because even Jesus is like, stay the fuck at home. But nobody wants to. People are still going to church. There's a guy in fucking Israel, and he's a head rabbi for some health blah, blah, blah. And he's like, this thing is a sign from God punishing all the queers. Oh, yeah? Now he has coronavirus. By the way, he's like, this is intervention in, the grand scheme of thing is this is a punishment from God to all the queers, that there's gays in society that enjoy homosexual sex, and who, if you enjoy that, then this is from God saying you deserve coronavirus and you shouldn't blah, 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 blah. And now this rabbi has coronavirus. So either it doesn't pick and choose based on sexuality, or God is looking at you like, okay, you're gonna about to fucking eat your own fucking words. Or you're actually gay, closeted, and now you have coronavirus. That's the same fucking shit that happened with fucking AIDS. Oh, only queers get AIDS. That's not true. That's not fucking true. Stop fucking putting people in fucking labeling fucking, oh, sexualities or race, religion, gender, or sexual preferences and saying they're more prone to a certain disease. That's what the fuck I'm talking about with my whole fucking podcast. It all circles back. I got a homeschooling question, by the way. Does having your children fix you mixed cocktails count as chemistry? Or no? Like if you teach them, if you teach them ounces and, you know, gin and tonic, whiskey, cokes, or you want to graduate them up to like Long Island iced teas or something that has like multiple ingredients like Long Island iced teas, or maybe it's just a twofer like, you know, whiskey, coke, gin and tonic, or maybe you're making like an Amaretto Stone Sour or something like that. Is that chemistry? What do you think? Or is that more math? What do you think? I don't know. Let me know what you guys let me know what you think of that. Okay. And by the way, when it comes to homeschooling, if you see my kids crying outside, they're just picking weeds. Okay. They're just picking weeds. Keep on driving. They're on a field trip. All these fucking memes outside and outside in the internet and be like, oh, where am I going to go to today? I think I'm going to go to the living room. And tomorrow we're taking a field trip to the laundry room. Shut the fuck up. It's not funny. That's not fucking funny. It's funny the first fucking time I read it. And now like everyone's like, oh, that's a clever idea. I'm going to steal this post. I'm not going to like it or anything. I'm not going to say that I'm sharing it. And I'm going to use it like I have an original thought. Like this is my original thought. And then I'm going to take fucking credit for it. And everybody that likes it, I'm going to be like, oh, look at me. They like my post that I fucking originally stole. You're seeing a lot of this shit all over the fucking place now. It happens all the time. Oh my God, I love this post. Some people be like, stealing this or like it and love it and I'm sharing it. And then there's those fucking people that take it for their own fucking thought, like it was their idea. And I know people like this. Shout out to fucking Mark. You fuck. And I'm not going to say last names. Okay, but this motherfucker steals fucking... Oh, God, he steals fucking posts, and it's just so annoying, and I track it back to some original source with an earlier date. I know how to fucking track memes, okay? Oh, my God, are you that bored that you're tracking memes? Yes. Yes, I am. Although I'm an essential worker, I do have time to fucking, you know, investigate dumb shits like you. You feel like the need to investigate it? Oh, my God, it's so petty. It is petty. But just to prove that you're a fucking piece of shit and people like you are pieces of shit, I just want to let you know that we exist out there making you look like garbage. Stop stealing other people's posts and taking credit for it. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to take it from Facebook, but I'm going to put it on Twitter like it's my original thought. Shut the fuck up. What the hell's wrong with you people? Oh my God. Stay at home, okay? Just only go out if you need to go out. These are fucking family field trips, okay? Don't take your fucking kids to Walmart. There's zero fucking... Zero. I should not see fucking 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, anybody under the age of fucking 16 at a fucking Walmart with their parents. I shouldn't, it shouldn't be done. keep them the fuck at home. They zero purpose. Zero fucking purpose. You thought fucking dogs were hard to train? Look at all these dumb motherfuckers that can't sit and stay. And there's a lot of you out there. And it's fucking ridiculous.
And there's other people out there, like, in fucking society, like, oh, this is the Trump administration's fault. Look at what happened to the economy. All these recessions and depressions happen when there's a Republican president. So, wait, this is fucking Trump's fault that this fucking pandemic happened in China?
You fucking pieces of shit. Oh, the economy's bad. How are you going to reelect the man that lost, you know, 6 million jobs or 200,000 jabs in such a short amount of time? This isn't his fucking fault, you dumb fucks. Oh, he's talking about shit that doesn't have to do with the coronavirus. He's making jokes. Yeah, sometimes you gotta laugh instead of cry, okay? And the president making jokes about whatever the fuck is okay to me during a press conference because we don't want to hear about how much life sucks. Oh, this is gonna be a bad week. Next week's gonna be a bad week too. I've seen bad weeks, and this is going to be a bad week. Trust me, I've seen bad weeks. It's don't fucking blame one administration for a global pandemic, you fucking assholes. Oh, the economy. Look what happened. We went to a giant recession. It's all Trump's fault. You're jump in a toilet and flush yourself, you fucking pieces of shit. Seriously, he told us to protect our borders. Everyone freaked the fuck out. Now it's happening in Europe. Everyone's closing their fucking borders. Even Mexico's closing their borders. We're just sitting there like, Mexico's closing their borders. Italy, France, people that have open borders like, shut it down. Okay, so he was right there, and he was way ahead of the fucking curve on that one. He told us to bring manufacturing back home and be like, people are gonna, you know, make America first. You can't even fucking fight that shit. Oh, China's losing trade, and what about the people overseas? No one gives a fuck about people overseas jobs. That's their country's fucking, you know, responsibility to give them jobs and shit. Why would we give American job and American work to other fucking countries? Fuck you. Okay? Meanwhile, corporations are all pissed off because he's making America giving the jobs to Americans where we get paid more. Sorry, we can't fucking outsource it to fucking India or fucking China where labor is fucking cheap. The job is Americans' job. Okay? It's owned by American corporations. So you want to outsource your fucking work? You're a piece of shit. So he brought all that shit back home, or you're getting fucking taxed. So that make America, put America first thing when it comes to jobs, that's what rose our fucking unemployment in the first fucking place. That's why unemployment was the best it's ever been in fucking 50 years, because all that shit that corporations were outsourcing brought that back here. Ahead of the curve on that one. He told us to be less dependent on other countries. All these treaties, all these pacts, all these fucking unions that we are paying for. He was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. All right? We're done being everyone's fucking piggy bank for the United States. The United States is everybody's fucking piggy bank for around the world. The, you know, World Health Organization or the United Nations or the Paris Treaties and Accords and all this fucking random shit. So this whole make America great again, keep America great, America first. I have no problem with that. We are no longer the world's fucking police and fucking piggy bank, and people need to stop reaching into the fucking American cookie jar to take care of their countries. Take care of your own fucking countries, okay? You dumb motherfuckers. Not to mention, Trump warned us about China fucking years ago. Years ago. That's why the fucking whole trade thing disappeared and they're putting tariffs on each other. Who gives a fuck? We won this one, okay? Because they fucking did Corona and we've been worried about fucking China for fucking years, and China's been had their fucking boot on our fucking throat for the past 20 fucking years. Not anymore. And for some reason, Democrats and people on the left and the liberals and even independents, libertarianisms, whatever the fuck, have been against him the whole fucking time because fucking 20 years ago he said grab him by the pussy on a hot mic amongst fucking dudes in locker room talk. Don't judge the fucking man as a president based on how he is as a person. He's a misogynistic piece of shit. He's egotistical. We know this, but as a fucking president, he's great for America, and you all need to sit down, shut the fuck up, and just watch. People losing their jobs right now, that's not fucking Trump's fault. That's because everything is shut the fuck down. And we will get back on track. this will be done. We'll get through this fucking bullshit. And then all of a sudden, the economy is going to come fucking roaring back. And who's going to want fucking American stuff? Everyone else. And we're going to be like, all right, well, we just hit the reset button. So if you want something, we're signing new fucking treaties and everything. And everyone's going to pay their fucking fair share. And America's not going to be doing everything by them fucking selves. So we'll get our jobs back. Like, there are people that lost their job. But that was to be expected with what's going on with this whole pandemic right now. But what you have to pay attention to is this fucking relief bill. Like, remember when I said, oh, they're like, oh, look at the bright light over here with this coronavirus. And then they're putting random shit in fucking relief bills and shit like that. Like I said, both sides of the aisle are doing this together. Now, I don't know if they're like, oh, let's put this in the relief bill. Let's put this in the relief bill. And Republicans and Democrats are like, whatever. Just we have to get the relief bill out. If that was the mindset, like, I don't give a fuck what they put in there. We need to get it out. We need to take care of the people. If that was the thought process, then great. But if they're coming together like, let's put this in there. Let's put this in there. Ooh, that's a good idea. Let's put this in there. Let's put this. Fuck the people. Then that's what I think is actually kind of going on. For instance, this relief aid thing that we just got, that no one even got their fucking $1,200 checks yet, like that's going to make a fucking difference. This $25 million of C-19 relief aid, it went to the Kennedy Center. Why? $350 million went to refugee resettlement. Refugees from who? We're all fucking refugees from this fucking pandemic right now. Why does $350 million have to go to refugee resettlement? Where the fuck are they resettling to? Probably red states. Wouldn't surprise me. $75 million of this went to PBS. Why? Why? No one is watching fucking public broadcasting system. That's what it stands for. No one watches this shit. This isn't 1970 fucking four, all right? Unless fucking Sesame Street is on. Which it isn't anymore, because I think it's on HBO now. Oh, God. $25 million went to congressional salaries and expenses, which means people in Congress, their expenses are getting paid, their salaries are the same, they're probably getting bonuses or raises from taxpayer money, and they're like, oh, let's take care of the people, but let's take care of us first, you fucking pieces of shit. Thanks, Democrats, really. I guarantee you, all this shit, the Kennedy Center, refugee resettlement, PBS, congressional salaries and expenses, this is all, this. You can look it up, fucking, I'm just going to put it out there, it links. It goes all the way back to fucking Pelosi and Schumer and fucking the House and the fucking Senate and the fucking Democrats that are in it. It's, they're so shady, it's fucking ridiculous. All this random bullshit reaching into taxpayers' pockets. It couldn't have happened without you, Democrats. So thanks a lot, you fucking assholes. What day are we on of this fucking thing anyway? Day 17? God damn it. See, it's like day 17 of this fucking quarantine at home. And the dog is fucking looking at me like, see, this is why I fucking chew the furniture. And I'm already on edge as it is when it comes to life and having fucking six kids and all this fucking random bullshit. Life is fucking hard for me as is. And I gotta throw this fucking quarantine and isolation and social distancing, but I'm an essential worker, so I still gotta work. Is there a fucking added plus to me being out there in the open like, hey, I'm an essential worker. They're paying me double time. No one's paying me more for shit. And yet I'm going out there doing random shit. People are going to fucking Walmart with masks on and fucking gloves, and then they fucking take their masks and gloves off and they just throw it in the fucking parking lot. You fucking animals deserve to be fucking throat punched fucking five times Sunday until your fucking grandmother, who's in her fucking grave, could feel it, you stupid fucking pieces of shit. I don't understand why guys are, or whatever, are going out there in their fucking Chevelles driving. I need to punch you in the dick so hard that the guy who's been blowing you's gotta feel it in his goddamn nutsack. You guys are fucking worthless. You're going to wear PPE, personal protective equipment, and then you're just going to fucking throw it out there? Throw it on the fucking ground? You can't walk your ass to a garbage can? You can wait in line for fucking 6 hours for fucking toilet paper that you're stealing, pretty much, and then you're going to price gouge and sell it on the internet, but you can't fucking stand up, walk 2 feet, and throw your fucking gloves and PPE mask and your fucking shit in the garbage? What the fuck is wrong with society? Hey, call to arms, all right? Anyone that listens to my fucking podcast, put these fucking people in their places. If you see people throwing, you know, PPE on the ground and not throwing it out and putting society at risk, call them the fuck out to their face. Don't call them out on like a podcast or write a post on Facebook. Walk up to them, stay 6 feet away with your social distancing, and be like, you, sir, are a piece of shit. I don't give a fuck if their kids are there. Their kids need to know that that shit's not fucking okay. I would gladly fucking do this in a second. Trust me. I'd probably pick it up and throw it on their fucking windshield. I don't understand. I don't understand. We're going to get through this fucking shit. Everyone's fucking got this fucking cabin fever thing going on. I have to get out. My car needs to breathe. The girl needs to stop fucking going out. All right. You want to hang out? Hang out with your fucking neighbors with the fence in between you with fucking social distancing and shit. Enjoy your family. You know? Do a fucking puzzle. Sit down, listen to music from the fucking 80s because your kids aren't going to fucking understand that shit anyway. The only music that they want to listen to is music that makes them think about killing them fucking selves. And sad music that makes them feel. I'm going off on a fucking tangent. That's why lots of kids these days cut themselves to let them know that they have emotions and they feel pain, which is fucking stupid. Just let everybody know that you love them and give them a call and it's fucking FaceTime your grandparents, you know? Just fucking go out there and do something, but be safe about it. I'm not saying throw parties and get down on it and go fucking crazy. Ladies, you don't have to fucking get your dick wet by some strange. I'm sure Bumble and Tinder are fucking hurting for you to come back to them. But seriously, just calm the fuck down. All right. There's going to be dick out there when you when this whole thing is over. All right, guys, there's going to be fried butterflies out there waiting for you. Waiting when this whole thing is done. All right. So calm the fuck down. I didn't even do my sponsor today. My sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, ballwash.com. Okay? All this talk of coronavirus makes me feel fucking dirty. Like super fucking dirty. All right? They have shampoo. They have conditioner. They have body washes. They have solid colognes. They have quickie wipes when you can't take a shower or a bath. They have sack spray. pH balanced. They have fucking the ball guard to help with chafing and keeping your parts dry. When it comes to your sack, they got your back. Don't get me wrong, the brand itself is fucking hilarious. It's funny, but the product itself is serious. So go to ballwash.com, fill up your carts with whatever you think you need that you don't want to wait in line for 8 fucking hours at Walmart or wherever the fuck you shop at. Go there, fill up your cart, check out, and when you check out, use the gray area code DAGRAYAREA, and you get 15% off all your man essentials from your head to your toe and everything down below. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am part of FreakNet Studios, a conglomerate of 3 podcasts: Just Freakin' Wrestling, This Freakin' Show, and of course, The Gray Area. Hi! And, yeah, we do YouTube videos, so make sure you follow us on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on our Facebook pages, This Freaking Show, Just Freaking Wrestling, The Gray Area. I got a TikTok, I got a Twitter, I got an Instagram. Just type in The Gray Area. I'm fucking everywhere, all right? Type in This Freaking Show, type in This Just Freaking Wrestling, and follow us. Follow FreakNet Studios. We are only building and getting better, all right? 3 different fucking audiences for 3 different kinds of podcasts. And here's a hint, a little kick in the air. We're going to have a 4th podcast soon. And it's going to be hosted by ladies. And I will keep you posted on that. So make sure you like and you follow all of us. And that's all I got for the podcast this week. I was originally just stopping by to say hi, but now I'm fucking 1 hour and 3 minutes into this whole thing. So let me end it with a military joke. If A is for apple and B is for banana, then what is C for? Plastic explosives. Ayo! That's all I got for you this week. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!